Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 31st, 2018. Today is World No Tobacco Day, this year's theme being Tobacco, a Threat to Development, proposing measures that governments and the public should take to promote health and development by confronting the global tobacco crisis. From the times of the refugee crisis, the state of Berlin still has numerous invoices outstanding from the charities and home operators in the years of 2015 and 2016. The claims of the contracting parties to the State Office for Refugee Affairs, or LAF, amount to at least high double-digit million amounts, but could also be more than 100 million. The first lawsuits have already been filed with the courts. Some home operators are complaining about aggravating liquidity problems because the LAF is not paying and the final invoices have been dragging on for years. According to the Senate Social Administration, 20 home operators who had managed 46 accommodations are affected. Many of the camps are long gone. During the hot phase of the refugee crisis, a lump sum of 15 euros per head per day was usually agreed, with the guarantee that the costs would be settled more precisely later if they were higher. According to a report by the Berliner Morgenpost, the Senate has no indication how much money the operators demand in total. The Social Administration informed on request that both options had been offered to the institutions, the settlement of the actual costs or the calculated flat rates, which were now to be recalculated. The entire process should be completed by the end of the year. Even though the Social Administration is outwardly serene, the problems with the bills are probably one reason why Social Senator Elke Breitenbach from the Left Party fired Claudia Langeheine as president of the LAF and wants to replace her with former Secretary of State for Justice Alexander Strassmeier of the CDU. The upswing on the labor market in Berlin continues unchanged. In May, the unemployment rate fell again to 8.1%, 0.3 percentage points less than in April and 0.8 percentage points less than a year ago. According to figures from the Federal Employment Agency, about 150,000 Berliners were registered as unemployed, 3,200 fewer than in April and about 11,000 fewer than a year ago. Head of management Bernd Becking stated that the job market in Berlin and Brandenburg is in a strong position, and that never since 1991 has the number of unemployed in both states been as low as it is right now. Companies are mainly looking for skilled workers, which is why a completed apprenticeship is so important. According to Becking, there are currently still almost 8,000 apprenticeships available in both federal states. Despite the hot weather, five open-air swimming pools in Berlin are still closed. Their start into the summer season is planned for this Saturday, said Matthias Olowev, spokesman of the Berlin Swimming Baths, on Wednesday on request. The facilities are the Humboldthain Summer Pool in Wedding, the Mombiju Children's Pool in Mitte, the Inselane Summer Pool in Stieglitz, the Columbia Bad in Neukölln, and the Wollheide Summer Pool in Oberschöneweide. Olof said they might be able to open some of the pools today or Friday, the prerequisite for this being a green light in terms of water quality. The acceptance tests were running this week. After the end of Air Berlin, Lufthansa tickets have become significantly more expensive. The Federal Antitrust Agency announced on Tuesday that in autumn of 2017, the tickets of Germany's largest airline had been, on average, 25 to 30% more expensive compared to the previous year. In individual cases, there have even been significantly higher price increases of up to more than 50%. Despite the price hike on routes where Lufthansa had a monopoly after the bankruptcy of its competitor, the office will not initiate antitrust proceedings against Lufthansa. Part of the price increase is due to the sharp decline in the number of seats available after the Air Berlin bankruptcy. This would have led to rising prices even in an intact competitive situation. The analysis is based on an evaluation of over 56,000 individual tickets. The 13 routes with the highest passenger volume within Germany were selected, nine of which Air Berlin operated prior to insolvency. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.